Hello, this is David Scott, and in this podcast, we will be discussing registering with the appropriate authorities. Before you actually commence with your business activities, it may be necessary for you to register with certain authorities in order to comply with the laws and regulations pertaining to your area of operation. The most basic requirements that may be applicable to you will be discussed. Note that the list is not comprehensive, but is given merely to bring your attention to some of the authorities that you may need to register with. Firstly, we will discuss the various types of taxes that you need to register for with the South African Revenue Service, or SARS in short, income tax. Income tax is the state's main source of income and is levied on taxable income in terms of the Income Tax Act of 1962. As soon as you commence your business, you are required to register with your local SARS branch office in order to obtain an income tax reference number. When business is done in the form of a sole proprietor, the owner will have to obtain an income tax reference number for himself, if he doesn't have one already. The net profit for the sole proprietorship will be added to all other income received by the owner for the financial year, and he will pay tax according to the progressive tax scale pertaining to individuals. The tax year for individuals covers a period of 12 months and commences on 1 March for a specific year and ends on the last date of February the following year. Partners of a partnership will have to obtain an income tax reference number for themselves if they do not have one already. The partnership as an entity does not pay tax, but each partner is taxed on his portion of the partnership's profit according to the progressive sliding tax scale pertaining to individuals, as with sole proprietorship. A company or closed corporation is a legal entity in its own right and will register and pay tax as such. Therefore, a newly registered company or closed corporation will have to obtain an income tax reference number, and each member of a closed corporation or shareholder of a company will have to obtain an income tax reference number. The company or closed corporation will pay tax on its taxable income for each financial year. The shareholders or members will pay tax on what the company paid them for their services rendered, for example, director's remuneration, as well as other income received by them from other sources. Employee tax. Employee tax is a system where an employer, acting as an agent of the government, deducts tax from earnings of employees and pays it over to SARS on a monthly basis. Employee tax must be paid on the 7th of the month following the month for which the tax was withheld or deducted. Therefore, if 4,500 Rand was deducted from employees in March for tax, the 4,500 Rand must be paid to SARS on or before the 7th of April. In the next part, we will be continuing with value-added tax, the skills development levy, and other authorities.